Passion and desire can attract everything you want in life. Passion by Design is a show about designing and living a life of passion. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah, and we're the authors of a concept and a book called Passion by Design. Our book and our show is about enhancing your life. We'll be talking about your home, your relationships, your body, your spirit, and anything else that you want to talk about.
And we're here with you live every Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 to discuss living life fully through the senses. On AM 1240 KNRY, we'd love to hear from you. Call in and join us on 831-373-1234. Well, hi, Sandy.
Hello, Paula.
So happy to have you in the studio with me today. It's such a rare treat.
I know. Isn't it wonderful to be up here with you and actually be in studio? Usually I'm in Southern California on my end, but although it brings two different perspectives, doesn't it?
It does. It does. It's such a treat to really have her here. I'm just so excited.
You made a wonderful dinner for me last night and my fiance.
Thank you.
It's delicious. Well, and I have to say, one of the things that I love about going to your home is you always have done something different when I go to see it. Being the designer that you are, you create a new experience every time. And it's wonderful.
Well, I was laughing. I did forget one thing last night, Sandy.
What? My present?
No, that's coming. I didn't forget that. She did just have a birthday, and she's going to remind us, isn't she?
I knew you had it, and I brought your present.
I do. But no, I forgot something else. Remember a couple of weeks ago, we had the wonderful architects on, Paul Davis.
Yes.
And these architects designed Bernardus Lodge and the new inn, Carmel Valley Ranch. And one of the things that they talk about is an amenity that they're doing there is when the guests come up, they drive up, the car is taken away, and they are greeted with a warm washcloth. Now, I forgot the washcloth last night, Sandy.
Wow,
I'm
shocked.
So sorry. Next time. I promise.
I'm expecting it now.
I forgot.
But, you know, what your lovely husband did greet me with a glass of wine.
I'll take the glass of wine over the washcloth any day.
Well, you know, Paula, one of the things that I love about your home is you have different spaces for different things that you want. And I can go into your living room and experience such a relaxation, a feeling of such peace, because you've created a sanctuary of art. And what I love about your sense of space and the way you've created that sanctuary in your living room is you can look around, and in every area of the room, there's a place to a feast for the eyes, really, because you get to experience different artists being the art collector that you are, and you're always changing it.
Yes.
So I'm never looking at the same thing every time I come to visit.
Yes. Well, that's something that I'm really big on, is introducing that dynamic energy into a space, because a space does become static. And we talk about this a lot, about how you become habituated to seeing the same thing over and over in the same space, and then you don't really see it anymore. So that's something I'm very, very conscious of, changing things, moving the artwork, occasionally coming up with a new paint color for my husband to paint. I'm actually working on one that he doesn't even know about yet.
Oh, that's exciting.
Well, he may not think so, but I'm thinking about doing the bathroom, which has lovely, very soft, beautiful, soft green tiles, doing it in a lilac.
Oh, how pretty. Well, you know, and that's one thing that I'm so excited about our guest today, because we are trying to create the retreat experience so that home is a destination spot, the experience of going home and being able to breathe and have a sense of peace and leave the day behind. And I think so important in that is incorporating the spa experience in our home and in our lives, because I think women in particular, I think men too, need to be told how to relax. And I would love for you to talk about that with our guest.
That's really true, Sandy, and that's a good way to put it, to be told how to relax. I mean, what a paradox, if you will, but we're very excited today to have with us in the studio Camille Malcolm, And Camille is co-owner with her husband, Roy Malcolm, of the Spa on the Plaza here in Monterey, California. And we do have guests who are our audience listening live everywhere, so we have to make sure and tell them where you are. So, Camille, welcome to the show. We're delighted to have you with us.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Great, great. And so I'm always curious, what was your journey that brought you to working in this world? Tell us some about your background.
Okay, well, that's goes way back. Basically, I was a buyer for Nordstrom, so I've always been very aesthetically oriented. My side interest, however, was yoga and health. I was a triathlete back way when.
That's why you look so good.
Yes.
84, and vegetarian, and very interested in alternative health. So this was kind of the underlying current of a career that was involved in high fashion. And when I met my husband, Roy, he was at Esalen, and he was teaching yoga and had taken some time off. And in that incredible environment, we fell very deeply in love.
How lovely.
Yeah. And he was given an opportunity to open the spa at the Post Ranch in Big Sur.
Oh, of course. What a fabulous spot.
Right.
Oh, that takes my breath away. So?
Yeah. Well, so I instantly, you know, kind of hopped on board. He needed the help, and I was a yoga teacher. And so we worked together there for 6 years creating their spa. And I got the idea to open up this location here in Monterey in 1997. So we were the first spa on the peninsula. And it was really an expression of my passion. You know, the aesthetics, I've been able to, you know, enjoy creating beautiful space for our clients. And offering a nurturing environment and bringing people to a new way of thinking and feeling. It's very different than when we were in Big Sur or at Esalen. You know, I think most of the people who were drawn to that environment were very familiar with some of these concepts. I really feel that in Monterey we've been kind of ambassadors to a way of living. And we've made a lot of converts, and it's been very rewarding.
Camille, did you open in the same location that long ago, where you are
now? In 1997, we were actually a different entrance, but the same location.
Oh, it has been there.
We've gone through three remodels.
Okay.
We just had a remodel 3 years ago.
Okay.
So the spa has definitely evolved.
Oh, and it's very beautiful, but we'll get to that later. We'll get to that later.
So it's gone through quite a transformation, and I imagine along with that you've had your own transformation in bringing your ideas and your passion to life in your new spa. Is that right? What I mean, at what point do you say, okay, we need to remodel?
Usually when you're so busy that you can't accommodate your clients. I think that's both times that we did a remodel was based on our growth. And as far as, you know, self-evolution, it's vast. I mean, I'm a small business owner, and your learning curve as a businesswoman is very, very steep. So, yes, I'm a very different person than I was when we idealistically opened up these doors.
So what were some of your ideals back then, Camille? What were some of your dreams?
Well, I must admit, yoga, you know, I'm very physically active, and yoga is my lifeline. And when we opened the spa, we had created a yoga center, a beautiful yoga center. And I had studied Iyengar yoga in San Francisco for many years, and it was still relatively new to this community. And we did have the center for 4 years, and it just wasn't really viable. And so I made a choice, and I opened up instead. I took the space, and I created a salon. So it was kind of this practical move, very different from, like I said, the kind of idealism. I had really envisioned a thriving yoga center at the spa. And, you know, Monterey has a very small population base.
That's true. And that sounds like a very smart business person's, I'm including you, Roy, business person's move to look at what's working, say, we need to do something else. How do we adjust a little bit so we can really continue to be viable?
Right. And that's what I mean. I mean, you know, you start out with ideals, and then as a small business person, you know, you really start looking at the details and what's working, and you evolve. I mean, you need to evolve
yes.
and transform.
Yes.
You know, we still maintain the sense of kind of peace and calm and that really wonderful nurturing environment that was our intention, mm-hmm. but we've expanded our services to mm-hmm. accommodate what our clients want.
I imagine you've seen the spa world go through so many transformations. And what are the recent trends in the spa world that we as people are benefiting from?
Well, I think that what the spa industry's done for the average person is really allowed them to stop and relax and give back to themselves. I think if I had any criticism of our world today is we are so busy running from one thing to the next mm-hmm. that we fail to really stop and just be with ourselves, and that's really where the healing, the transformation, mm-hmm. inspiration comes from. Mm-hmm. So that now is understood. I think people are really starting mm-hmm. to understand that, you know, true inspiration and creativity come from those downtimes and come from mm-hmm. giving back to mm-hmm. ourselves. So I think that that has really been a huge change. As far as the spa industry, you know, I know only for myself, because I have been in the industry for a really long time, what I'm really finding is how to incorporate, you know, what we offer at the spa into every facet of our lives. It's like living life with integrity. So it's not just what creams I put on my face, it's what ideas do I put into my head? You know, what words do I use when I talk to my loved ones? What products do I choose to mm-hmm. buy?
Oh, now you're speaking to our world.
Absolutely.
Because that's what Paula and I have been discussing in our books and in our radio show. So much it's the experience of being responsible for every aspect of your life and mm-hmm. the responsibility of looking what you bring into your home. And we do a lot of shows on the green importance of using green products.
And sustainable
products. Mm-hmm. And I love what you were saying about having sort of, I guess if you have like a responsibility to live your best life, it goes out into so many mm-hmm. avenues of your life, right down to buying the right cream and pampering yourself in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's something, Camille, that we talk about, and I know that you just get this so deeply because, you know, we've coined a term, and we talk about it on the show, that we're calling mindful selfishness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
And it's really, and it sounds paradoxical, because our culture really, in a way, doesn't embrace selfishness. I think, oh, you shouldn't be selfish. That's a bad thing. What our meaning of it is simplistically, put on your own oxygen mask first.
Mm-hmm.
When I'm really taking care of myself and I'm on my center, and I'm balanced, and I'm whole as I can be, I'm of much better service to my husband, my business partners, my community, my world. So it's my way of rippling out to the globe where I can make an impact. And mm-hmm. so it's something that I think is so critical for people to recognize. It's not an indulgence to go to a spa.
No.
It's a necessity.
Yes.
You are doing, if you think, well, we can't afford it, or I can't take the time away from my children, wife, husband, whatever, you can't afford not to. What would you say to that?
Well, I know that some of the most destructive behavior I have is when I'm feeling overworked and underappreciated.
Yes.
And the greatest gift I can give my family is taking time for myself and having uh-huh. boundaries. And as a mother, mm-hmm. I can be an example to her as to what it means to take care of myself and realize that by becoming an actualized woman. Mm-hmm. I'm a role model for her. That is empowering. And resentment is a deadly emotion. And if you take care of yourself, you're not operating from a sense of resentment. You're operating mm-hmm. from a sense of love.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, such a key point.
Spa experiences for me, I've included my daughter. My daughter is now 22, and one of our favorite things to do is go to a spa. When she comes home from L.A., she lives in Los Angeles. She lives a hectic life. She's always in traffic. She gets home and she says, Mom, let's go get pedicures. Or, you know, she already knows. And then what a wonderful time, because you're so relaxed and so open that you have some of the best conversations of your life in those relaxed moments and those beautiful surroundings. So it had a huge benefit to me, I have to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What would you say, Camille, sets your spa apart from any others? What's special? Why should we go and see you?
Yes.
Well, I really think we have the best staff on the peninsula. Both Roy and I are massage therapists, and it is a family-run business. And the spa industry, if your therapists aren't happy, they can't do good work.
Oh, good
and,
point.
Being massage therapists and very sensitive, artistic individuals ourselves, we've really been careful with that and have created a healing environment. And when people walk in, you know, there's a real feeling of kind of joy in them coming through the door. And, you know, we know our clients really well and have a very strong following. I mean, the locals really do come to our spa, not only because we're a little bit less than some of your other spas in the community, but also because it is a family-owned business and there's a lot of intimacy and nurturing that happen.
Mm-hmm. So what are you looking for, Camille, when you want to bring on some staff? What are you looking for in that individual?
Well, first you want to make sure that they're a good massage therapist.
Yes.
Do you test them out? I guess I imagine you do.
I know. Mm-hmm. It's just shocking that that's part of my job, mm-hmm. that we do interview every massage therapist several times. They'll work on the staff, and then they'll work on either Roy or myself. But I know what I look for in a massage therapist is someone who smiling comes very easily, is able to have direct eye contact, mm-hmm. Good personal boundaries, and is physically fit. It's very important when you're doing this kind of work to have kind of a clear mm-hmm. channel of energy. So those are high priorities
for me. Oh, absolutely. I think that work is tremendously taxing. I mean, you have very physical, mm-hmm. very physical. I'm always just so, I feel honored when I receive a massage because I know what gift that person's giving me, not only their physical strength and their touch, but as you say, that clear channel of energy. And there is such a difference, the experience when someone is not happy or has things going on, and the experience of the person who's really there for you, for your well-being and benefit, and it's a magical experience, that human connection and touch.
Right, and really what enables a therapist to consistently offer good work is if they're able to kind of channel the energy as opposed to just push through it.
Right.
Right.
We're talking with Camille Malcolm of the Spa on the Plaza here on Passion by Design Radio, and that's AM 1240 KNRY. And Camille, I love that. Well, what we love to talk about is the role the senses play in bringing those into our romantic lives. And I think first we have to romance ourselves. I think that's one of the most important things, and I think that spa experience is one of the ways of romancing ourselves. Mm-hmm. How do we bring that spa experience back home? What do you suggest? Is it, you know, as far as decorating, is it ambiance? What can you share with us about bringing that spa experience back home? Because so many times I've had a massage, I run home and it's opening the mail, it's, you know, it's chaos, and then I feel like, oh, did I just have a massage?
Well, first you want to get rid of all the clutter.
Aha!
Less is more.
Less is more.
And then I'm a big advocate of going into your backyard and immediately planting plants so that you can have a green screen. Because as soon as you create privacy in your backyard, you can have your own oasis.
Oh, I like that.
Oh!
Which is really important because you can't go to the spa every day, and nature is your plug-in. I mean, if you're tired and you can go into your backyard and you can have the privacy, you know, in our backyard we've got the outdoor shower, we've got the jacuzzi, we've got like alcoves with, I mean, we have a small backyard, but we have alcoves within the backyard to create a feeling of different bedrooms. You know, we've got the Buddha statue. It's just our oasis. And I think that's so important, and it's not very hard, you know, and the first thing you want to do is you want to create that green screen, because it takes several years before you can create that kind of privacy.
That's such a great point, and my husband and I really were fortunate, and I don't know if you heard the show that we were talking about where he and I have been married 23 years, and we've been together 25 years, and we had the amazing good fortune to go for our honeymoon for 3 weeks to Hong Kong, Bangkok, and Bali. And those cultures are so, particularly I would say Bali is so nature revering and so much outdoors, and you live because it's warm, you know, and it's a little colder up here in Monterey. But you live in a warm environment. It's very connected to nature. And one of the practices, Camille, that I just love, and we actually brought back several of the statues and icons, if you will, to keep us grounded to that thinking. But one of the practices that they do on a daily basis is put out an offering. And the offering is lovely. It may be just a few grains of rice. It always seemed to have a beautiful flower, an orchid, a flower. And it's just, you would walk down the road and you would just see these lovely, simple, but so eloquent, conscious acts, mindful acts that these people do in their daily life. And this is what you're reminding me of. And thank you for that
great reminder. And you're incorporating gratitude into your everyday life. Yeah, just by that simple act. I love that.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a wonderful thing to just even, you know, for people to do at home, is to think about what are you grateful for and make a small offering or a gift or an acknowledgement of that in a small way.
I love what you were saying about creating those places in your backyard that are very sacred. And I have to share with our listeners that I unfortunately lost a child when he was 16 years old. And one of the things that was so healing to me was planting a garden. And after he passed, I read a book, Enola, what is her
Pinker
name?
Pinker
Estes. Yeah, Women Who Run with the Wolves. She was talking about learning the cycles of life through the very act of planting a garden and the transformation of the seasons. So I went to my local gardener.
Nursery
gardening center. And I started grabbing rose bushes. And I began planting roses because it was a very, very beautiful part of my relationship with Garrett. On his way home from school, he'd always pick a rose from somebody's rose bush. I don't know whose, but I loved it. Yes, I benefited, which was lovely.
And they did too.
And so I thought roses would be perfect. So I planted a rose garden, and I created pathways through the rose garden so that I could end up in different spaces and feel like I was with him in different avenues of my memories in planting these rose bushes. And it was so transformational for me that I really believe that it was very, very, very important part of my healing process was getting in the dirt and digging and then watching those roses bloom and feeding them, nurturing them, going through the transformation, fighting the deer. You're not going to take my rose bushes. That was a big part of it too. But you know, it was a beautiful sanctuary where I found peace, and I loved what you were sharing about that, because I think more people do need to create those spaces where we can revere life in our backyards, our own backyard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that if I ever have any problems sleeping, if I spend a day in my garden that night, I will sleep soundly.
Oh, really?
Oh, what a wonderful reminder, mm-hmm. Camille. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even to just go outside before, sometimes I'll do that. Because where we live is in Carmel Valley, and it's very, very remote, and the skies are just huge. They're just beautiful. We don't have a lot of light pollution. And sometimes just before I go to bed, I'll walk outside, and I'll just sit out in one of the chairs there, and I'll just watch the constellations above me. And there's just something that really connects me mm-hmm. to the vastness and the smallness of life and my life. And it's a wonderful practice. And in Passion by Design, we talk about mm-hmm. what we call passion practices. What are some of those things that support us in really making the connections that we want to and need to in our lives and in our relationships, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, nature offers not only the gift of sights and sounds, but the wonderful fragrances that we draw from in nature. And that actually leads me to a question about the spa experience. Spas have the most wonderful scents and aromas when you walk in. And, you know, every time I go to a new spa, mm-hmm. I end up taking that fragrance home. How in the world do you decide what fragrances you're going to bring into your own spa?
You know, I can't say that it's an intention that I think about ahead of time. When you walk into the reception area, what you're smelling is the Archipelago candles, mm. which are essential oil-based. All of our scents are essential oil-based. And it's a mixture of mango and pomegranate.
Oh, I love it.
And then you move into the salon, yum. And it's peppermint oil in the foot baths. And then you move into the massage rooms, and it's a multitude of different essential oil blends. Sometimes it's the smell of seaweed mm-hmm. from the wet room. But because they're all natural essential oils, they're all marvelous. Mm. And so it's never really one specific scent. I have to say the candles are how most of our clients bring home.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Mm. Well, you know, what you're saying is just putting me in mind, and I've spoken to businesses about this before, about how powerful scent is, and you know this, of how it takes us back to even early childhood memories. We can smell something. My grandmother, who was a tiny little Scottish lady, came over on the boat from Scotland to Canada. When I was a little wee lassie, I remembered the smell of Noxzema. And she had the softest skin. All these years later, I won't say how many, I can smell Noxzema. And it takes me back to that childhood memory of being with this dear, sweet, stoic little lady who was so powerful and courageous. And it's this whole flood of memory that's evoked by one simple thing, the scent.
Paula, remember when we traveled with our show when we were 16? We actually met when we were 12, and then we went to New York and traveled with the show when we were 16.
A musical
15, 16
show.
Years old. And do you remember the scent that I most associate with that time and you?
Yes.
What?
Gina Tay.
Yes, because I always remember, because we couldn't afford a lot of things at that time.
No.
I mean, we were living out of a suitcase and taking high school on the road. And it was so funny because to this day, if I'm in, you know, CVS or something, and I get a whiff of that scent, and I think, Paula!
Well, I'm fortunate because that is one of the world's, for my body chemistry, people will stop me on the street and say, what are you wearing? And, you know, I'm tempted to lie and say, oh, well, it's a su-su-su from Paris. But I'm honest. I tell the truth. And everyone is astonished because it doesn't do that on everyone's body chemistry.
No.
It can, you know, it can get really nasty on mm-hmm. some people.
Yeah.
But that's true. Isn't so that what funny? I started to say about businesses, my idea, and I've spoken to several businesses about this, is to have a signature scent. I don't care if you're an insurance office, if mm-hmm. you are a medical office, an interior design office, and so key, and I'm going to offend some people here, so get ready, not the cheap, candy, sweet, sticky, yucky scents that, you know, we can buy so cheaply, but real quality scents, like Camille, you're talking about, with these beautiful, beautiful candles that just evoke memories of you and the experience. So that's my little plug to all you businesses out there.
That's actually a brilliant idea.
Thank you, Sandy.
Because, I mean, you brand yourself in so many ways
in
business. And what a brilliant idea to brand yourself in a scent as well.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. A subliminal level.
Yes, mm-hmm. yes. I love that idea.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, when you walk into a business, because as humans, we're so multi-sensory and we just pick up mm-hmm. even that we're not even aware of.
Right.
And one thing that I'm such a nut about with fragrances or with people's homes is be aware of the fragrance because every space mm-hmm. has a fragrance and we get, again, habituated to it. We don't smell it in our own homes. It may be of dogs. It may be animals. It may be a certain type of cooking that we do.
That's right.
I have to share this. Last evening, I made dinner for Sandy and her fiance, Jim, and I called my sweetheart and I said, would you please put on the balsamic vinegar and a teaspoon of sugar and make the reduction, start the reduction cooking? Well, we walked into the house and it smelled like this vinegar reduction, balsamic.
Well, at first, when Brooks opened the door and he came to the door and gave me a hug, I thought, well, that's an interesting cologne.
But cooking smells, and it did turn out to be delicious.
It was delicious,
but
Paula.
It was fairly strong, you know, on the nose. But cooking smells can be really nasty,
mm-hmm.
especially layered on, you know, in a stale, closed environment. So I really encourage people, if you ever cook something, here's a little tip. Here's a little passion tip.
Yes, please.
On fragrance. If you're ever cooking fish, mm-hmm. which often can be quite aromatic, shall we say, I will often poach it so that it doesn't put that scent or smell into
brilliant.
The house.
Brilliant.
And it works out really nicely.
You
so
are
I'm,
listening
I'm big
to
on fragrance.
Passion by Design. And we'd like to invite you to go to our website at www.passionbydesign.com. We have lots of Paula's passion tips on our website, as well as our past shows, archived shows that we've done on here on KNRY. And we invite you to sign into our website there. And if you say that you heard us on KNRY, we'll enter you for a drawing for a free autographed copy of our book, Passion by Design, Decorate Your Bedroom and Reinvent Your Love Life.
Yeah.
Lots of tips in there, Paula.
Lots and lots of mm-hmm. good tips. Camille, I have to ask you, I'm just so intrigued with your world and the lifestyle that we're talking about and that I know you're embodying. If someone wants to come to your spa, but they don't, okay, case in point, my husband doesn't like massage, he thinks. I personally adore it. How do you make a person who maybe has never had a massage before or maybe is a bit fearful, doesn't know what to expect? How do you treat that person?
Well, certainly I've heard that from people many times. And what I usually do, especially if it's a man, because it's very rarely a woman.
Ah, interesting.
And I'll never forget the story of this gentleman who swore he didn't like massage, and I talked him into receiving a aromatherapy facial.
Oh.
Which is really interesting because, you know, you would expect a man wouldn't like a facial, but aromatherapy facial is kind of like the old barbershop facial. So you have all these great essential oils and then these hot towel wraps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really about relaxation. You're doing a lot of facial massage and a lot of scalp massage, and a lot of neck massage. And men tend to be very cerebral And when you work on their head and their face, they completely drop down.
Oh,
I mean,
interesting.
Laughingly, we, you know, it's like, oh, yeah, just make sure you, you know, pull his hair and massage his scalp, because it really is what drops the client under. So that would be one way that I would try to get a gentleman who might be apprehensive, because it is very similar to that kind of barbershop experience. And it was a very sweet story. He was so blown away that he became one of our very best clients at the Post Ranch. I'll never forget.
Wonderful.
He and his wife would come and book 5 hours of services a day for their entire stay. And this was somebody who swore he did not like massage. So
that's interesting.
I think really, if you can just get them to open the door, most people will find, you know, the therapeutic value.
Well, it sounds like what you did to open the door, which is so brilliant, is to make it relate to something that he could understand. You know, this is like, you know, a shave. You know, the barbershop, the treatment. That's brilliant, Camille. I'm impressed.
Well, and actually, remember, we had that discussion on one of our shows with the fact that men actually used to have the spa experience in their camaraderie in going to barbershops.
That's right.
Remember, Jim had mentioned that.
That's right.
That that men in the old days, they would go, they'd have the hot towels on their face, they'd sit and they'd talk about their day or, you know, the game or whatever, but that was their spa experience. And men don't have access to that as much as they used to.
Well, they do. They just have to go down to the spa on the plaza. Well, we'd love to take some of your calls. I see we have a caller on the line. Karen, welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your question for Camille?
Yes, hello, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
I had a question. We've always loved the Portola and recommend it highly to any visitors and friends to the Monterey Bay Area.
Excellent.
And I wondered if your spa offered packages that go along with a hotel stay, and if you do any special packages for local people, of which I'm one, living in the Carmel area.
Well, yes to both. We always have running a spa package with the hotel. It's slightly discounted and included in the rooms, and you would book that directly with the hotel. And for locals, we have always bent back over backwards for locals at the spa. I mean, you all, if you come in, we give you a locals card and you get 10% off 7 days a week. And then we're always running packages ever since the recession. We've had a $99 package, and it's a 50-minute massage and a private jacuzzi tub, which is, you know, great value. And that's for the locals. And then every holiday, you know, if you're coming to the spa and you're on our email, you'll receive, you know, our promotion. But yeah, we always, because I mean, the locals here, you know, it's a very different client than those visiting from New York and LA and San Francisco. And we love the locals. I mean, you are really have what kept us going through the years. I mean,
the bread and butter.
Tourism is very up and down in this community, and the locals are what really have been our bread and butter.
Great. Karen, do you have a favorite service that you've had at the spa at the plaza?
I haven't visited the spa at the plaza yet. I didn't realize there was one there. And but if I were to come, it would definitely be an aromatic type of massage, something to calm and settle the nerves and the spirit.
Yes.
Just something very, very relaxing and a very light touch.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful.
So you'd want the aromatherapy symphony massage, basically. It's a relaxation massage. And I really recommend the essential oils. It's a sensory experience, but there's also a lot of kind of calming of the nervous system and flushing of detox. It works on a very subtle level and really worth the extra $8 that the aromatherapy costs.
Mm. Well, Karen's, I'm glad you're nearby. I'll be coming to see you.
Great.
Karen, stay on the line with us,
sure.
Karen. We're going to take a brief break, but I have something else I want to direct Camille to, which I think you might find of interest following your question. Okay. If you're just joining us, you're listening to Passion by Design, Designing and Living a Life of Passion, and we were talking today with Camille Malcolm, the spa on the plaza here in Monterey, California. And Passion by Design streams live on www.knry.com. And we're also available after the show on our website, which is www.passionbydesign.com. We'll be right back.
You gotta start real slow. She's gonna love you tonight now. If you just treat her right now, I'll squeeze her real gentle.
Do you want to get into the best shape of your life? My name is Ellen Bradley Gannis, and I've actually helped thousands of people not only transform their body, but improve their health and the way they feel every day. Fad diets are unsafe and they don't work. If you're really ready for a change, visit me now at www.passioncleanse.com. Free personal coaching and money back guaranteed.
Yeah, my man. Welcome back to Passion by Design. I'm Paula McChesney, and we're here with Camille Malcolm and, of course, my dear friend and co-author, Sandy Peckinpah.
Yay.
And we're talking about the spa lifestyle and how it's incorporated in the physical, beautiful spa on the plaza in Monterey, and then also how you take that back home with you. And Camille had some great thoughts. I loved your garden thought. But to follow up on what our caller is asking about some of the services that are offered, I think it's so important and powerful to recognize what your own personal needs are. And Karen, you sound like an individual who knows that you're wanting some specific relaxation and very nurturing aspect. Would you say that's correct?
Yeah, nurturing is a key word.
Yeah. Nurturing is a key word. And I think, Camille, that you would respond to someone such as our listener in a very particular way. How would you work with her? If she'd never been a guest at your spa, how would you work with her?
Well, if she came in for a massage, I mean, she'll be greeted with a smile, and we'll bring her back to our beautiful locker room area, which is immediately the moment you walk in, you just completely start. I mean, just the heat coming from the steam room, it just, your entire body just drops to another level of relaxation. And then I would bring her into the relaxation room, which mm-hmm. is where we have our teas and our neck pillows, and she's got her comfortable Afghan. In a kind of a private area with drapes so that she feels safe. And then I would probably put her with one of our more experienced therapists, somebody perhaps like Paula. I call her our Brazilian healer. And Paula is just one of those people. She's truly loves her work and has a very large following here at the spa. And she is incredibly sensitive, nurturing, giving person. So that would be the type of therapist I would want to set her up with. And from there, it's all easy.
Oh.
I can't imagine that she wouldn't be very happy.
Karen, I think you better book that appointment with
Paula. I think so. Sounds so good. I don't want to waste much time here.
Yes. Well, thank you for joining us.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for your call.
You're welcome.
I have a pertinent question. I think I'm going to ask a question that a lot of people want to ask but are afraid to ask. When you have a massage, underwear or no underwear? Isn't that pertinent?
It's very pertinent.
It's a great
Sandy.
Question. It's a great question, and the right answer is whatever makes you comfortable, because unless you're comfortable, you're not going to be able to relax.
Yeah.
And that's usually what I'll say to the client. However, I do say in addition that if you choose to remove your underwear, the therapist will keep you draped and you'll probably get a better massage because it will be more fluid, and I would recommend probably removing the underwear.
That's great advice, because I think a lot of people want to know that question, but they're too embarrassed to ask, and so they wonder, oh, what should I do? Should I put it on, take it off? You know, and
it's a great question, Sandy.
It is a more fluid massage, because my choice is, you know,
the fluid massage.
And it is, and it's a, you're absolutely right, because I've tried it both ways, and it is a more fluid massage. I think the rhythm going, you know, all uninterrupted by the material.
Well, and a lot of our therapists here on the peninsula have been trained at Esalen, and that massage is about integrating the different parts of the body so that, you know, you're not specifically working one area, then specifically working the other one. It's that, once again, it's just kind of a holistic way of doing massage, and it's incredibly powerful.
Right.
And really, those underwear are in the way.
Yes.
Okay. Good, yes. Good advice. Okay.
The good question, Sandy.
Thank you.
All the things you wanted to know, but we're afraid to ask.
Yes, and I asked it.
And you asked it.
Does that make up for my previous
that's
my error
girl.
In the other show?
Yes. Well, I'm not sure, but we won't go back there. So if someone wants to, okay, I'm going to ask another possibly difficult question. But Camille, people are a little squeezed financially now. And we know it's good for us, and we know we want to do it, and we think, oh my goodness, you know, can I really afford it? If someone is on a limited or restricted budget, what treatments would you say would be the most, maybe this isn't a good way to ask, but the most bang for the buck, that they're going to really get the most for their dollars?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it really depends on what that client is needing. For instance, I have a strong belief that you can always justify a facial. Facials
oh, I knew I
are
liked you.
So important. You know, for women on so many levels. I mean, it really does. I mean, European women have known this for
yes.
a long time. And if you
come
in for
skin.
A regular facial, you know, you are going to age much better.
I mean, very true.
Skincare is very important. So, you know, I would say go ahead and mm-hmm. splurge for that good facial. However, if you're maybe have a lot of aches and pains. Mm. I think, and I tell people this all the time because, you know, I understand, and I'm not wanting to do anything really except just serve. And if you're on a budget, then, you know, go ahead and book a 25-minute massage,
uh-huh.
$75, but take the time before and after to enjoy the spa. Now,
oh.
that includes complimentary fitness rooms. So do your workout before you have your 20-minute steam, before you have your shower, then have your massage, then relax in the relaxation room for a half an hour, because, you know, the healing takes place in the before and after, too. And if you come in
great point.
And you just do that 50-minute massage and you go back to work, you have diminished the therapeutic value profoundly. Where if you take, you know, the service and you use the amenities on either end of it, you get huge benefit.
How Paula, smart that, is that?
Yeah, that may be one way to get Brooks to the spa.
Yes, my sweetheart.
Yes.
Yes. You know, that, you know, I love life. You just learn things all the time. How smart and how obvious is what you just said, Camille? That's huge. Because I have thought, and I think maybe some of our listeners out there think, okay, I'm going to go and have my massage. It'll be from 4 o'clock to 5 o'clock, and then I'm going to go get in my car, and I'm going to, you know. But, oh my gosh, what if I give myself an hour ahead, and I give myself the massage, and then I give myself an hour afterward? Mm-hmm. I'm getting 3 hours mm-hmm. of pampering for, what did you say, $75?
Right.
Oh my goodness, that becomes really exciting. So I hope all of our listeners are hearing this out there.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great tip. Thank you.
Wonderful.
That is really, really a good one. Yeah. So what about couples? Any thoughts if one of the couple is reticent to come in, what do you offer for men and women as a couple?
Our most popular package is called the Sweetheart Package.
Oh, I like that.
And we have this beautiful oasis room. So you come in, and we start you out with like mimosa and mimosas. It's like a pomegranate and champagne mix that we offer our sweethearts.
I like that too.
And then you have your jacuzzi tub, and the tub is reclining, and you're facing each other, which is really lovely. I think one of the nice things to do with your partner is perhaps dinner, and it's because you're, you know, sitting face to face. Well, you're in this environment, you've got candlelight, and you've got your mimosas, and you're in a tub face-to-face.
Nice.
Anticipating massage side-by-side. So it's in our couple's room, and after about a half-hour tub, you get on the massage tables, and the therapists come in, and they'll give you 50-minute aromatherapy massage. So it's just a wonderful way to relax as a couple, and it is by far our most popular package at the spa.
Oh, that sounds delightful. And how much is that, Camille?
It'd be $240.
$240. Oh, my goodness. Bad. And the couple could come in and utilize the facilities the hour ahead and the hour afterward the same way?
Yes, yes, absolutely. I really encourage, especially the workout, if you can get a little bit of exercise before your session, you're a lot easier to work on.
Interesting.
That is such a good idea. I have not put that into my awareness, my consciousness. Thank you for that. What kind of workout facility do you have there?
It's a fitness room, really beautiful facility. It looks out over on the plaza there. Plus, there's the walking trails. I mean, we have the beach block away, and so you can even just go for a walk and
enjoy. Isn't that just Monterey? I mean, it is the most beautiful place on the planet, that's for sure, isn't it?
It definitely is. Ugh. Well, we just have a couple more minutes. Camille, if you had one point that you could leave our listening audience with, what would that be?
And just the value of taking care of yourself and feeling good in your body. And from that place, everything's easier and better.
Mm. So, you have been a great guest. Tell our listening audience how they can get in touch with you. Tell them your phone number, your
website.
Well, we're open 7 days a week, and the phone number is 647-9000, and our website is www.spaontheplaza.com.
Great. And your hours are what?
From 9 in the morning until 9 at night, 7 days a week.
Wonderful. Camille, thank you so much. This has been an absolute pleasure. And our hour is already coming to a close. So we invite you to call our sponsors. That keeps us on the air. And let them know you heard about us on Passion by Design Radio. Enjoy visiting our website, where we have lots of information about our guests, and we'll have information about Camille and Roy's beautiful spa.
And our archive shows.
And our archive shows, and you'll find more information about living your life with passion, as well as being able to purchase our book, Passion by Design. I'm Paula McChesney.
And I'm Sandy Peckinpah. And how lucky I was to be able to join you in person today instead of just on the phone. I loved it. Join us next week, Wednesday afternoon at 2:05 on AM 1240 KNRY for another hour of Passion by Design.
Community Radio for the Central Coast.
AM 1240, KNRY, Monterey, Salinas, Santa Cruz.